Hello, mate. I seem to be hurt. No, it's not fatal. It's just a little bit painful. What happened? Well, I was a bit stupid today. When I was flying over the forest, I heard someone calling your name. And I got curious about who they were. So I transformed and hid behind a tree, and I got caught by one of them. No, it's nothing serious. It's just when I get hurt in my more humanoid form, it takes a bit longer to heal. It will probably be gone in a day or two. But, for now, I think I should not transform. I lost a little bit of blood. There's no need to worry, my love. I'll be fine. I have a suspicion that they thought that I had abducted you, and they probably thought that by capturing me they will re-find you. I thought that they would be as understanding as you. I don't know much about humans, but I thought since they knew you that it would be okay, that they wouldn't try what they did. No, don't touch it. It hurts a little bit. No, don't look at me like that in pity. I was just foolish and too trusting. Deep down I know there's something special about you. I hoped. And I was proven wrong, as it usually is. I've been hurt like this before, you see, by human weapons. Though nothing like this, not in my humanoid form. My scales are a lot thicker when I am full dragon. But a full dragon could not hide behind the trees as I thought I was. And I was not. But I will be okay. In a day or two it will heal. I just have to stay in this form for now. I used my last bit of strength to get back here to you, so that you wouldn't worry that I was suddenly gone. But maybe there is one thing you could do for me. No, I'm not taking advantage of any situation, but maybe a kiss of healing. Would that be too much to ask? Oh, I feel much better already. Ah, no, don't touch it. I meant emotionally. I should have been prepared for what happened. And it won't happen again. But from the looks of it, they didn't seem that keen in finding you either. Maybe there's a bounty on your head. I have no idea. But I think we should move from this lair and find something for the both of us. Maybe some kind of castle far, far away. At least further away from here. I don't think we should stay here. No. Is there anyone that you would want to contact, maybe, to tell them that you were leaving or a note? No? So you just want to be with me? Well, I don't mind that at all. Though I should probably heal first. Maybe while I'm healing, you could maybe hunt or forage and gather supplies for our travels. And if you don't mind, you could sit on my back while we fly. No, not like a horse, really. I'm a dragon, I'm not a horse. But I do think it would be safest if we did that. Any horse would even be scared of me, so I would have to be far away from you too. To let you do that, and walking, well, it would just take too long. But you wouldn't mind, would you? I will not go too far up, though. The air is a lot thinner up there. If you could believe it. And a lot colder too, and I don't want you to get hurt, but I will take you up as far as we can go. And then, when we find a place, we will truly be able to start our relationship. A new beginning. Far away from people that could hurt me, but not as far away so you wouldn't be able to talk to some of them if you choose to. Though I will probably not be joining you in doing that for the foreseeable future, if you get my meaning. Just to be safe. Could I perhaps get another kiss of healing? I feel very faint, and I think that I that really hit the spot. So, just a few more days and we'll be off. I'll hope you find everything you need. I love you, my mate. And I'm sure this is going to be an amazing adventure for us.